Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Hello, everybody. Welcome a Friday edition of The Drive, KFH Radio. It's Bob Lutz. It's Jeff Lutz. And
sure
we
is.
Are on location at Lawrence Dumont Big Daddy Stadium. I don't think I've ever called it that.
And I wish you would never call
Why?
It that again.
That felt kind of good.
It's just awful.
Why has it got that nickname, Big Daddy?
Did it? I thought you just made that
no,
up.
No, it's had that kind of a persona forever.
I don't know. Maybe Lawrence Dumont was a Big Daddy.
We are here for
Lawrence.
Opening night, Lawrence Dumont. What a terror.
I
tried to just get you off the hook.
What if there was a guy named Lawrence Dumont? And
that
he's
was
out there
awful.
Like, oh, they got a stadium name.
We
right.
are here for opening night of the NBC World Series. Actually, the tournament has already opened. We've got one game in the books. I believe the San Antonio Angels, at least they were up in the eighth inning. Watching the Denver Cougars walk out of here, they didn't look any too happy.
Was that the Cougars? It had an A on
so I'm gonna,
their head,
I'm going to presume it did.
I thought.
I don't know.
I thought those guys were wearing A's.
Who knows?
They were happy.
Here's what I know. One of the teams won, either Denver or San Antonio. Here in a few minutes, we're going to have the Derby Twins, my team, face off against the Northwest Arizona Boom.
And they're your team until they lose.
Nah, they're my team. I'm a Derby guy. At 7 tonight, the Liberal BJs will take on the young crew from 316 Elite here in Wichita. And
that's 316 Elite, by the way.
Whatever they are. What did I say?
It's our area code.
What I say?
316. It's not Stone Cold Steve Austin's team. It's our area code.
I live in area code 316.
Nobody says that.
That's where I live. And at 9:30, the Mulvane Patriots against the Waco, Texas Sultans. By the way, the elite team is coached by Steve Linhard.
Nice.
Who is near and dear to us. And Steve, if you get down here to the stadium, I just heard from him via text. If you get down here at the stadium, drop by and say hello. We'd like to talk to you.
This is a hodgepodge. This is a grab bag of guests and opportunities for us here today.
Is there a better... Steve Linhard is just a wonderful individual.
Well, he seems nice. I've not spent time with him in mixed company, but I'll certainly vouch...
In mixed company?
I'll certainly vouch for his pitching instruction. And
that sounds like a shot at his wife, mixed company.
And his overall coaching demeanor.
Why would you do that?
What do you mean?
When you say mixed company, I'm going to...
As in other people. That's what mixed company means.
Boy, we got a show today. It just announced, just confirmed. We have Jason Brown, the head football coach at Independence Community College. And he feels like he's so much more than that. Isn't it amazing what Last Chance U builds you into? We got Jason Brown. Normally I'd say, okay, we got a junior college football coach. I'm pretty happy about it. We'll see what he says. They're the defending champions in the Jayhawk Conference. But we got Jason Brown, the star of Last Chance U.
Yes, we do. And he is a larger-than-life figure. I think it's
right now he is.
Say that.
Right now, everybody's watching this show. It just came out on the 20th of July, so people are binge-watching it right now.
They are, and articles are being written. Sports Illustrated had an article on the teacher who is obviously very influential in many of those youngsters' lives, and there's a lot of publicity going around about Last Chance U, not the least of which is your column today on KSN.com.
I did write about it on KSN.com. This is a compelling figure, Jason Brown, no question about it. We can't wait to talk to
him.
You
think he'll just hate this? Yeah, remember when he was doing the interview and he's kind of rolling his eyes?
What if he says those effing idiots to us? Or after he gets off the phone.
I'm sure he will.
You know what? I don't care.
I can't wait until we see that on Netflix next year.
My career is established. I wonder if Netflix is going to... No, they're not even recording yet, are they?
Apparently they were at the media day today.
Oh,
and,
my goodness.
They are moving forward as though Independence will be the subject of Season 4. Waiting for the green light on that. And I assume they'll get it. Who wouldn't tune into that?
By the way, I've been corrected by Linhard. Ray Beatty is the head coach of 316.
You're struggling.
Elite.
We love Ray Beatty.
We know them both very well. They're obviously very well coached. So there you have it. 316 Elite, or as I call them, the 316 Elite, will be in the feature game tonight against
the
five-time champion Liberal BJs.
And I'll correct you again with their managers here in the NBC World Series. There's no head coaches. We're talking managers.
Ray Beatty is a head coach, according to Steve Linhard. So that's
terminology.
I'm going to go with him.
Semantics.
Don't be this way today. I've had too good of a day. Don't be that guy.
You wouldn't say.
I'm not going to sit here and be corrected every 3 minutes.
He's the head coach.
So what happened in your day today?
Just worked.
That's it. Do you ever have anything interesting?
I try to avoid interesting. I want to show up.
I'm going to give you an A+. There's my wife. She's pulled up to the gate, and she's obviously wondering what to do. What I would tell my wife is just say, I'm with Bob Lutz, and they'll probably roll out the red carpet. Let's see what happens. She's now telling them she's with the radio show, the very nice police officer over there.
I don't think that's a police officer. Not to
diminish his capabilities. It's a Wichita police officer.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He gave her the go-ahead to come on in. So now she's in the stadium. We appreciate that.
Here she is.
Did you drop my name? No. Well, that hurts. That hurt. That's probably why you got in.
I had a good day, a relaxing day, a calm day, quiet day, peaceful day.
869-1240, the I Got It at Tad's Locker Room Hotline. If you'd like to give us a call, we'd love to hear from you. We have not only Jason Brown on the show today, but other surprise guests, we hope, for 5 questions a little bit later.
It might be a surprise to us.
We got a couple of irons in the fire for that. At 4:45 today, we'll be joined by Ray Henningsen. Now, you probably never heard of Ray Henningsen, but he is going into the Hall of Fame here in the NBC World Series this year. I'm on that committee, and I'm the one who recommended him.
You brought him up.
Because here's what he accomplished. In 1964, he was the all-tournament shortstop for the Bellingham Washington Giants.
Oops, sorry about that.
In 1965, he was the all-tournament shortstop for the Fairbanks Alaska Gold Panthers.
Do we have any Alaska
representation? Listen, let me just run that. Let me tell my story.
Okay, but we'll get
back to that. In 1966, he was the all-tournament shortstop for the Boulder, Colorado Collegians. That team won the national championship. He was named the MVP with a .458 average in his 3 tournaments. And this was back in the 60s when this thing was probably at its apex. He had 32 hits, a batting average of .422.
Pretty legit.
That's not only pretty legit, that's one of the all-time greats in what he did here in the tournament. And he's now a businessman out in California.
Got to be in his mid-70s.
And we'll talk to Ray Henningsen coming up at 4:45. Cardinals have started I'm going to the Cardinals. I don't care. They started the teardown of their bullpen.
Well, they've
absolutely already torn it apart.
Pretty much completed the teardown of their bullpen.
They've released Greg Holland and Tyler Lyons. They traded Sam Tuivalala. They put Brett Cecil on the disabled list. They've called up all kinds of guys. There's the wonderful Michael Dean.
Yeah, that'd be a good 5 questions guess. He'll probably be scoring.
Why don't you get Michael Dean to do 5 questions?
Well, I don't know his number. Text him for me.
He's up in the press box. I mean, for crying out loud, how hard is it?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Delicious.
Mike Dean would be awesome for 5 questions. Don't you think?
I totally agree.
Well, go get him. We don't need you on this show. He can't do it now.
Well, I just wanted to maybe get him a little closer so we could ask him, but it's okay.
We'll ask him during the break.
All right. Maybe Max will go over and ask. Well,
Max is
going. We lost him.
He's going up in the elevator. This is why it's probably a bad idea to do a show on location, because we're so distracted by everything that's moving along, people we see. People who are,
just huge fans that are stopping by.
People who are flipping us off. It's not good. So it's very distracting to do this show from Lawrence Dumont Stadium. By the way, here we are. It's July 28th. Is that right? 27th. You told me that the Wingnuts have their final regularly scheduled home game on September 3rd. By my account, that is 38 days, potentially, unless the Wingnuts make a run into the playoffs in the American Association, 38 days left for this structure.
Crazy. Well, so allegedly, I mean, we'd all like to believe
I no longer am a journalist required to use allegedly.
But as a human being, you're required to take only facts, and we don't have a fact that this place has been.
It is my strong opinion. I mean, you can't have a stronger opinion. And I'm maybe the most strongly opinionated person to ever live in this community.
Mm.
So, it's my strong opinion that this is the final season for this stadium.
Well,
have you walked around?
Fingers crossed.
What do you mean? Look around,
what
man.
What do you mean? What do I mean?
Look around. This place will fall down on its own.
Pretty soon, I know. I've been here every day for the last 10 years. I understand.
Not every day.
50 days a year for
And you don't
years.
Walk around down yeah. here. You go up to your,
I walk around
your
all the
nice
time.
Little comfy spot in the press box, and that's where you hang out.
But I've experienced every bit of this stadium many, many times. And I understand. And I was, believe it or not, I was the first person to say, this place is kind of a dump.
The
very first.
You got to be kidding. You got to be kidding. Commendable to the city for putting the touches on this place to keep it going. But now we're at a point where that's no longer sustainable. And this will be the final year for Lawrence Dumont Stadium.
At the very moment that this place turned from charming to crushing, I was there to document it.
That's a bad comparison. The opposite of charming is not crushing. Okay?
Charming to crushing. It crushes your spirits.
That's such a reach.
Then you
that it
come
doesn't
up
even
with something.
Work.
You come up with something more poetic and
good to bad
and alliterative than that.
Good to bad.
Terrible.
Would be where I went.
Terrible.
Anyway, I went up and sat in the stands for a little while to watch an inning or so of the first game, and just looked around. All kinds of memories about this place. Now it doesn't look like it did in the 1960s. When I first started coming out here, but the sight lines are similar. I look over and see where my father took me to sit every night we came out here for the NBC World Series, which started in about 1962, by the way.
Thankfully for you, none of the buildings have been updated or changed in any way. So yeah, it probably does look quite a bit.
What are you talking about?
None of the skyline out here is.
There's been upgrades to the buildings.
It's been the same.
The Holiday Inn wasn't there in those days. Century 2 wasn't there. Certainly the Hyatt. Obviously, Intrust Bank Arena. But some of those buildings, yes, were there. And some of the buildings that were in the skyline, in the sight line, have been torn down. The Epic Center's new since then. I don't have a clear memory of what downtown Wichita looked like in 1965. But, yes, some of the buildings are still standing. They've obviously been remodeled, reworked. This is where you lose. You don't have any credibility.
I have plenty of credibility.
Because you're a guy in 30 years.
You think we're on the cutting edge, and I do not believe that.
I'm on the cutting edge.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay.
Have been for a long time. I'll go to the go-to man, Max. Am I kind of on the cutting edge, in your opinion? Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, of course I am, Max said. You think they disagree with me to make me shut up?
I was thinking yesterday about what it must be like to be 63, and it probably is very difficult. So I'm going to start cutting you some slack.
Why do you think it's difficult?
From now, because there's got to be a fear of the way things changing, and will I be there to see the completion of these changes? Will I
see
all this through?
It's not a fear. It's a determination to not let things go. Because at 63, you do wonder, how much time do I have left? But there's no fear. There's not an ounce of fear in this old man. I'll tell you that
right
now.
Generally speaking.
And if you ever indicate that again, I'll punch you right in the mouth.
You may not see that. There you go. You're lashing out because of the emotions. You cannot express those.
There is no fear. You're the one that's a little bit tepid about interviewing Jason Brown.
I'm not tepid.
I heard you say yesterday you were a little bit tepid about Jason Eadie.
I wasn't tepid. I was hopeful that Jason Eadie would not turn out to be someone who felt like he was above being interviewed by us.
You could tell that from watching him perform.
I could, but it's different when you have him in a one-on-one type of situation, and he's out in New York. He's hanging with his family. He might be focused on other things, but during that interview, he was with us.
And who started that interview?
You did, as you start every interview.
Who puts every interview subject at ease?
Let's see how you do with JB coming up.
Let's see how you do.
JB ain't J-E, so it's going to be a little different.
You want to start with Jason Brown?
No, I don't. I'll cede that to you. That's your role on this show. I do not ask. I'm not asked for a greater role, guy. I'm usually pretty happy in my lane.
Oh, my gosh. I could have you just do the intro for Coach Brown.
If you really want me to, I will.
What would you say?
Coach, how are you? It's not that difficult to
That's make, not that's not making him feel at ease.
To make
what I'm going to say is, Coach Brown, hey,
really?
Let's you want to hang out? Hey, Coach Brown.
You want to be a complete phony to a guy who has shown himself to be as genuine as it gets.
He won't.
You think that'll put him at ease?
Yes, he will. What if he thinks, hey,
this guy's
man.
From Compton? I think he can read people probably pretty well.
No, I mean,
he recruits kids that come to his school. He's got a. If you want to talk about a guy on the cutting edge, this is probably the guy. He's he relates to a younger generation.
Well, I don't, but you know, I do, don't I? My wife agrees with me. Of course, she agrees.
Did she?
You have you ever seen me around these youngsters?
Oh, I love it.
In League 42?
Yes.
Well, yeah, of course I hang with them. I just had a guy come up to us before we went on the air, a youngster, saying, I had you at mid-30s the first time I heard your voice.
Well, that's not exactly how that conversation went, and there's Ryan right over there.
There's our caller, Ryan.
It was his son.
We'll talk to Ryan a little bit later in the show, we hope. But, yeah, I mean, I'm young at heart. Everybody can tell that. Let's get Ryan on quickly because he is meandering and he looks like he needs something to do. Here's Ryan, one of our frequent and best callers.
Thanks for having me here today in person, stopping me from loitering. I appreciate that.
You are just wandering. What were you doing?
What is that?
Well, I was going to take a trip out to the car to grab a cold soda, and then I saw you guys.
I don't think you can bring sodas.
Nope,
in.
You got to suck them down in the car.
Mike, so. You need me to loan you a dollar or two?
No, I was going to ask you guys, can I pick you up something to drink?
That'd be nice of you.
Okay. That's very nice of you, Ryan. I appreciate it.
Are you like headed out to Quick Trip?
Or? No, Dr. Pepper's all around. I can't bring that contraband in here.
No,
We got to take what's on site.
I mean,
so.
I'd take a water.
Now, see, I did bring a QT iced tea in here, and
no
I apologize for that.
No regulations.
We were going to ask you, Ryan,
because
you're such a steadfast listener and a frequent participant. I seem to do very well with the younger generation. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree. No, there was a poll that, I don't know if you guys saw it on Twitter, that was like, who was the most popular? I mean, Bob and Jeff, and it was a 94-6 split, and Bob took the crown. But, I mean, it was small sample size. I think there was about 2,800 votes in there. So, but
Ryan, it's great to see you. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.
Rock it out, Ryan. There we go. That's Ryan, one of our absolute favorites. Let's take a break. Tommy Thurber, who's back in the studio along with Andrew Hamling. We have one and only Max Power on location with us. Lawrence Dumont Stadium, opening day and night of the National Baseball Congress World Series, the 84th version. Come out, give us a nod as you walk by us. We're set up right in the concourse, just beyond the entrance to the stadium. Back in a minute with Independence Pirates coach Jason Brown.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.